Module 11, Employee Training. Knowing how mLearning works and how it can be used in the company does not make it automatically successful. While it is important to have a strong mLearning course, it can be almost useless if employees are not trained on how to use it properly. The training for the use of mLearning does not have to be a lengthy process, but employees need to be aware of the different aspects involved, devices used, and where they can go for help before being allowed to dive in headfirst. Training facilities. While mLearning can be done anywhere, the initial employee training should occur in one place. The term training facility refers to wherever the employee receives their formal training and is introduced to the course materials and learns how to use their mLearning course. For many employers, management will establish a time to train employees on how to use their designated course or access the learning materials. This can be done on a schedule, such as every quarter to accommodate new employees, or on an as-needed basis for individual employees that need it. Common facilities include a designated training room, meeting room, cubicle, or even somewhere outside the office, such as meeting at a restaurant. Having a training facility is important because it allows the company to gather employees in one place and prepare them for the course they are about to begin with. Employees need this contact before starting out on their own so they can ask questions they may have and establish possible work plans. Encourage communication. One of the main difficulties with mLearning is the lack of quality communication. Many users feel, since they are learning individually and in another location, they may not have anyone to turn to for help or assistance. Even after establishing lines of communication through a messaging service or support staff, the waves of communication may not flow. As part of management, it is important to continue to encourage feedback from the employee once they have started the mLearning course. Don't forget to check on their progress periodically, offer feedback, and ask if they need help in any of the learning areas. Always let the employee know that they can contact you when they need to, that your door is open to them no matter where they are. Even if the employee doesn't need help finishing the course, it will make them feel more confident knowing there is someone they can talk to if needed. Tips: inform of various ways to communicate, make it safe to communicate, encourage honest dialogue, schedule times for delivering feedback. Establish guidelines. Every company has rules and guidelines that they establish for their employees in any situation. Before any employee embarks on an mLearning course, it is important to establish the rules and guidelines that they would need to follow. Common guidelines to establish for employees are policies regarding deadlines, outline of job responsibilities, when and how to use the mobile devices for the course, and even guidelines about contacting coworkers and management outside of the course. By establishing these guidelines before the employee begins their mLearning course, helps them to be better prepared and understand what is expected of them during their course. Common guideline tips: honor deadlines, work responsibility guidelines, equipment usage guidelines, communication policies. Equipment training. Now that the user and educational aspect of mLearning has been outlined and established, the final phase is to ensure that the employees are able to use the designated mobile device for their mLearning. For some employees, they may decide to use their own mobile phone or tablet, and they will already know how to work it. But they will still need to know instructions of how to access the learning on their device, such as needing to download an app or install certain software. If the employee will be using a company-sponsored mobile device, a trainer or member of management should take the time to demonstrate and instruct the employee on how to operate the device. Let them become familiar with the buttons, functions, software use, and ways to access the mLearning course. An employee should never begin an mLearning course before learning how to work the equipment properly. Case study. Fiona was just hired by XYZ Company and was ready to begin her new employee orientation. She was told in her interview that all new employees will complete their training through the company's mLearning class, and she was very nervous about it. On her first day, Fiona arrived and met with her new manager, John, who was going to help her get set up for her mLearning. John took Fiona into the company's employee training room and brought out several mobile devices and printouts about the course. John began talking about the content and materials that Fiona would need to cover. He reviewed what content she would need to finish and the deadlines for them. Finally, John encouraged Fiona to contact him if she had any questions or had problems with the course. He made sure she had his contact number and showed her how to find his office if needed.